Hello and welcome to the Voices of MCC podcast. Our hope is that you will be encouraged in your faith as you hear how MCC beliefs and practices are fleshed out in the daily lives of members of our fellowship. I am happy today to have on a couple of Voices of MCC who work in the real estate industry and want to spend some time reflecting on God's providence and gifting and serving him in the workplace. Pastor Jim Vians, one of the elders at MCC, bivocational, works full-time as a developer of properties, and Tasha Parker is a realtor, and they are with us today. Thank you both so much for being with us. Tasha, let's start with you here, just in terms of catching folks up to speed with MCC and your relationship to our church fellowship.
Okay. I'm Tasha Parker. I came to Kansas City to attend Calvary University, and when I was going there, that's when I started church hopping, just searching for churches in the area, and then I ended up landing on MCC when I was going into my senior year. I knew students from Calvary that went there and just loved it, so yeah, I visited and I loved it too, and then I started getting involved with the MCG, the Metro one. So still good friends with those people. Since then, I've gotten married and we've moved to the Northland. So thankfully, we didn't have to move churches. And we switched MCGs just this past summer. So now we're with the I-29 group.
So fun to have you as a part of our church and married to Philip Parker and working in real estate locally and helping out at Spurgeon College and the volleyball team and supporting Philip. It's fun to have you around, and your entrepreneurial spirit, even from early on when I met you and hearing about life on the farm and growing up on the farm. I didn't grow up on a farm, but in an agricultural community, and spent time on farms and helping friends. And I just know the work ethic there. And if there's someone who has a work ethic from a farm and is creative, stuff's going to happen. And it's fun to have you and see God's gifting in you and what that has meant now for your business, and looking forward to thinking about that today. Pastor Jim, many folks will know you from your long history at MCC, but some may not. Catch us up on early days and then progress of life and leadership now at MCC too.
Well, my name is Jim Vians, and yes, I've been a member at MCC for quite a long time. We joined in 2002, and your girls and mine grew up together.
Yes.
And we've seen girls getting married, moving off out of the home, and moving to the other side of the world, a whole blend of things like that. I've been serving at Masters, like I said, since 2002 in various different capacities, a lot of teaching, and working in the nursery and just filling in gaps wherever it's needed, singing in the chorale. I've done that since we've been members there. And recently made the elder, primarily in charge of discipleship ministries at the Masters Community Church, where I'm starting to try to develop some plans and ideas on how to advance people's knowledge of scripture and how to apply that in their lives to become more Christ-like and to advance the kingdom.
So fun to get to have this conversation with you as well, and your partnership at MCC and brotherhood, just such a blessing to my life, and I know to many, and looking forward to all that God has for you in the other vocation that he has called you to with respect to property development. Catch us up on that. How did the Lord first begin to give you a burden for this kind of activity, and how it's in some ways a ministry and seeing it that way? Just catch us up on the early days of thinking through this and then beginning this as a vocation.
Well, about 7 years ago or so, I was working for Cerner Corporation as a systems engineer, helping to keep their email systems up and running and messaging systems and all of that. And one of my coworkers brought up the idea of real estate investing. We checked out a few YouTube videos together and some websites, and it became very fascinating to me. I had previously worked with a title insurance company for about 10 years, so I was familiar with some of the ins and outs of real estate. But the idea of being able to get involved with real estate from an investing perspective to supplement my income from Cerner or possibly move on with my own business really sparked my interest. Of course, with some family issues that came up over the years, that kind of had to be put on the back burner for a while. And then this year, it really became to be more of a passionate pursuit of mine back in the spring. Started looking more into the websites and videos and things I had seen, connected with a company that has specialized in this for over 17 years that provides consulting and coaching work to help get your business off the ground in real estate investing. And was really on the fence about whether or not to leave Cerner and start doing this full time. One day I woke up and I had this recurring thought in my head of it's just time to go. It's time to go, just go. And then I started thinking about the idea of Peter stepping out of the boat when Jesus called him to him on the stormy sea, and he just stepped out in faith, believing that Christ would uphold him. And I was talking with my wife, Kim, about this that morning on our front porch when we were doing our devotions. And she suggested I go ahead and put in my notice. Like, I'm still not real comfortable. I'm going to sit on this for a minute and pray about it. And come the 1st of July, if that's still how I'm feeling, if I still want to get into real estate, then I'll make a solid decision then. So still kind of on the fence. Well, I went down to my basement office because we were working remotely at the time due to COVID. And I opened up my laptop and my email, and there's a calendar invitation from my director for a one-on-one appointment at 11 o'clock. And I thought, that's odd. I asked one of my other coworkers, did you get a one-on-one invitation from Mark? And he said, no. Well, I got on our team meeting at 9:15, and there was one other guy on there already, and it was just the two of us. He says, well, looks like they're doing some layoffs today. And all of a sudden, the dots all connected in my head. Like, okay, that's what the one-on-one is about. And I'm going to lose my job today. And that's exactly what it was. But knowing that I had this real estate investing company in my mind and on my heart, I actually started to get excited. And the closer I got to that 11 o'clock one-on-one, the more I started thinking, if I don't get laid off, I'm going to be upset. But the way that God worked things out, I did get laid off, but the severance package provided 5 months of full pay and benefits, which was an amazing leg up to provide for the family while I got things up and running and got the business started, got my corporate structure decided on, my LLC paperwork recorded with the state, and started looking for some deals. And ended up landing my first two deals within the same week. There was my first deal was a little duplex property here in Kansas City, Kansas, that Tasha actually worked with me on some. And another one fell in my lap up in Leavenworth that we just recently got renters put in. So those are our first tenants. But it's really been amazing to see how God provides, has provided for our family through this time and provided for the business to be able to get where we are right now.
So fun to just hear you recount this, obviously walking through it with you over the years. And this, what God has done in providing you this business and this opportunity, it seems to be a pattern of how he works. A, he gives us experience in something. We may not think it's all that big of a deal, but you worked in a title company. that lays a foundation for you to think about real estate in some ways, and just experience with that. You begin to get a desire for it, and then it grows little by little. And then circumstances that only he can orchestrate, i.e., you lose your job. And that's just a part of a large company and ebbs and flows in workforce, and especially in IT. And then you're enjoying a severance, and so you can have some resources to begin this process, and here you are. This is often how God works. I often tell younger Christians that when the Lord is leading you, look back first. What is experience has he given you? What have you enjoyed doing? And now begin to look around and look at opportunities that are before you, and then start looking ahead. But look back first, and it's fun to think about that, Pastor Jim, and just all the Lord has given you there. It's fun to see. Tasha, pick it up for us. How did the Lord open up the ideas for you of being a realtor? What were the early seeds of that, and how has that developed to the point you're at now?
Well, honestly, I never in 100 years would have guessed that I would have been a realtor. Like you mentioned before, I grew up on a farm in North Dakota. We lived in the same house, and then I moved to Kansas City to school. So moving around a lot was not in my experience at all. But yeah, the short story is that after I graduated from Calvary in 2018, I stayed there and I worked at the school for a couple of years until Philip got the job up north coaching. And so we moved up to campus, and we're living on campus in an apartment. And I started looking for a job, and I really wanted to get something that was truly meaningful to me, and that would allow me to just have flexibility in my work schedule so that I could support Philip and be at his games and such. But also a job that I could like truly serve people was what I was really looking for. We also were starting to look for a house to flip. We were living in a duplex, and we kind of had like this deal that we got cheaper rent while we lived and worked on flipping a house for someone else. And so we loved it. Philip was very handy. I loved helping him. We're like, well, we're Chip and Joanna Gaines fans. We wanted to try again and do it for ourselves. So we didn't know anything about buying a house though. So we contacted Philip's cousin's wife because she was a realtor in the Northland. So, my conversation with her ended with me thinking about getting my own real estate license. And she told me that I should think about it, which I never had until that point. And I was like, well, I'm looking for a job anyway. We want to be able to get our own house. So it just kind of made sense. So I just kind of jumped in head first and started taking. So very isolated already doing online school, and then that hit again, and so it was a lot of alone time. I ended up studying, getting my license, sitting the exam, and then my first house as a realtor was actually Phillips in my first house ever, so that was kind of an exciting first, so I got to experience it as a first-time home buyer and a realtor all at the same time. Then I just continued and loved it. There's still a lot of unknowns, honestly. Real estate is very much a feast or famine, unknown. Every transaction is always different. So it constantly reminds me of just how much there is to learn all the time and just the unknowns that are out there. But all we can do is pray about them, right? If anything, real estate has taught me that God provides exactly what we need when we need it. And honestly, often it doesn't look like we think it should look, and that's okay. And it's just a constant lesson of learning how to trust God, that he really has our best interest at heart.
This is fun to reflect on this with you and thinking of a family member who prompts you to think about doing real estate, and and you're at a point in life where that's a possibility in a career, and the Lord opens up something that is flexible, that you can support your husband and have flexibility to pursue other interests as well, and help mm-hmm. with a volleyball team in the area, and you know, do these kinds of things. That's great. All right, quick speed round here. So I do this on the podcast, and I don't tell participants what questions are going to be asked. So it's just off the cuff. You get, you know, first answer idea that comes to mind. So holiday themes here, but just for fun, Jim, we'll start with you. Best Christmas gift you remember getting as a kid?
A bicycle when I was 7 years old. It was my very first bike, brand new.
Brand color?
It was kind of a cream color, kind of a cream or dark tan color with a brown leather banana seat. It had like cowboy decorations on it. It was
perfect.
Huffy
bike. Mm-hmm. Lots of boys that age got those. Miss Tasha, how about you?
That's hard. I think it's a tie for two things. I was really into Barbies growing up, and I got a cowgirl Barbie 1 year, and that was the best day ever. And then I also got my own cattle stick, Colin Canes. It's a big deal when you get one of those for yourself. So those are probably the best Christmas gifts I can remember.
Now, what does a cattle stick do? Is this like moving?
You know, what you hit cows with.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
And it's yours.
You got to have something to herd the cows with. And everybody gets their own. Everyone's got to have one when you're moving cows. So mine was green and it was plastic. So
very cool. Tasha, favorite Christmas movie?
I really like Narnia. I don't actually know if that's a Christmas movie. The Lion, the Witch, and the Rogue's Wardrobe. Yep. I think it's Christmassy.
I agree.
Exactly. I like that one, and Elf.
There it is. Now, I've never seen Elf.
You're not
I know. I'm like one of the few people left on the planet who haven't been exposed yet. So there it is. I need to do that sometime.
No,
I
don't need to hire
the first time until last year.
That's it. Pastor Jim, favorite Christmas carol?
Favorite Christmas carol.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought you were going to ask me the same thing, and I was going to say,
it's
a Christmas carol, the 1951 version with
Alex. Yes.
So you're asking for my favorite Christmas carol.
Carol song. Yeah.
Oh, goodness. We've been listening to so many of them now, and I can't think of them. That's one of those things where as soon as you're asked the question, your brain shuts off and you can't think of any. I'll just
come back to you. Miss Tasha?
I really like Oh Holy Night. Mm. It's probably my favorite of all time.
That is a good one.
Jim?
I'll just go with Angels We Have Heard on High. That's the first one that's coming to mind right now.
Yeah.
Classic.
Yep. How many ugly sweaters do you own? Ugly Christmas sweaters?
Zero.
Tasha, zero?
Yeah.
Pastor Jim?
I have zero sweaters of any kind.
Love it. That's great. Yeah, I don't own an ugly Christmas sweater, but I see them. And someday I'll get one, or I'll have one of my kids make me. One year, my kids made me one. Because, you know, you can take a sweater and do all sorts of creative things with it. So, well, let's think more about real estate here for just a moment. And just with our listeners and thinking about serving in the workplace and the Lord's work. So, being theological here, Pastor Jim, how is flipping houses a ministry? How is being a real estate owner and getting renters in, how is this a ministry?
Well, one of the foundational principles of our company, whether we're doing a flip to sell to someone or fixing up a house as a rental, is to provide clean, safe, and quality housing for people. I don't want corners cut. If I've got a painter coming in to prep a place for renters or for a new buyer, I don't want them painting over outlets and things like that, that you see in some of the most rundown slumlord places. If there's something broken, I'm going to fix it and I'm going to fix it right. It's not going to be the bubble gum and baling wire approach with us. And we've also thought about some ideas of how to provide for the less fortunate along the way. I've often thought about the idea of, you know, after doing so many flips, to take one of them and sell it to a family in need at cost and make no profit on it, just the cost of what I paid for the house plus the repairs. Maybe do something like that through Habitat for Humanity or something. I don't know. That's still in the works as far as ideas bouncing around in my mind, but just providing good, clean, safe, quality housing for people.
Yes, and that is a need. Or we can't go very many weeks, even just here in Kansas City, one city, and see something on the news about a place that's just falling apart, that's not safe. There are various issues, and even for tenants who are paying their bills, and yet these things aren't getting done. And so there's certainly a market for it, and to be a solid business person. Tasha, how about you? How is selling someone a home or helping them to sell their home? How's that ministry?
To me, ministry in my work is serving my clients to their best and highest interest, putting their needs before mine, being the real estate agent to them that I would want my own real estate agent to be to me, if that makes sense, knowing that I represent Christ as their realtor. So whether my clients are Christians or not, they should know by my actions that I am. So examples like not being a pushy realtor, I'm definitely not ethical in all things. There's some people out there who are not so ethical, and my team is not like that. We do everything ethically. Just doing everything as excellent as we possibly can, just being ambassadors of just godliness and Christ-likeness. So I guess practically, like putting it in one sentence, it's a ministry to me because I'm serving to the best of my ability for someone else, and also being an example of who Christ is, whether they're my client or just somebody I'm working with, the other agent on the other side, the appraiser, whoever it is, just being a witness. Yeah.
It's fun to hear each of you reflect on this. And when we think about housing, what practical issue of life is more important for any of us? I mean, just where you're going to put your head at night, where you're going to get up tomorrow, where you're going to cook breakfast, where you're going to hopefully have dinner, where you're going to relax, where you're going to work for some of us now, how all that works itself out. And you in your roles have an opportunity to help people in very practical ways and make an impact on their lives. And it's fun. And it was fun to think of how you have worked together already. Pastor Jimmy mentioned that one property and perhaps others down the road. When you think about how MCC can support you in your work, what comes to mind? We'll turn the conversation horizontal now in terms of church fellowship and partnership. Pastor Jim, how about you? We'll start with you. How can MCC support and pray for you in your work?
As far as prayer, just praying that I would continue to increase in my ability to organize my time. That is a very critical thing in this, and that I would have wisdom in the properties that I select for purchase for either the rehabs or for rentals. and that I would just continue to trust that God would provide.
Ms. Tasha, how about you?
It's a great question. Church has already been such an encouragement to me, just through prayer when I've been discouraged about stuff, or transactions that have been really hard. Sometimes they get messy, and I've gotten down, and sometimes I've shared with people at church of just like, yeah, this transaction's a little messy right now, it's not getting much sleep, et cetera, et cetera. And they'll just pray for me. And that's been really sweet, very encouraging of people just checking in on me, seeing how I'm doing. So honestly, just knowing that people are praying and just care to ask means a lot. And then the second thing is referrals. A lot of my clients have actually come from church or referrals from church. And it's one of the most encouraging things. Just to know that people are thinking of me. It's not so much the referral exactly, but just like, oh, they refer my name. Like they remember, they put that work in. And that is me. That just means a lot to me and very encouraging.
That is a blessing to think about and to think about partnership and praying for one another. And with this line of work, it is feast or famine. So we need some stability because in some ways we all need that. There are ups and downs and having stability and the referrals. And that's good for the person doing business like you, Tasha, and it's good for our church to know that we can have someone that we can direct people to, friends, family, others, contacts, to be able to get them a person who's going to be ethical and trustworthy and all the rest. So. Well, it's fun to reflect with each of you, and I'm grateful for your work and just what the Lord is doing in your gifting and how you're using that. Thank you, Pastor Jim, for joining us and for Tasha as well. It's been a blessing to be with you. I want to thank Pastor Adam Anderson and Caleb Sheffield for their musical work in introducing and concluding our podcast, and for Alex Volkman's work in producing them, and the guys with music at the front end and the back side of these. Again, Pastor Adam, Caleb Sheffield. Until next time, friends, the Lord bless and keep you.